You know, we certainly appreciate the mail, the cards, and the letters that we get here on our broadcast of Colt 45 Baseball. I want to say thanks to some people from Gunner, Texas. And let's see, Ann Daly writes in here, and Jay Fikes also from Gunner, Texas. Got a very large turnout from Beaumont, Texas tonight. It's Beaumont night here at Colt Stadium. Al Spangler steps out there to lead off now, last half of the fourth. Warwick and Staub will follow. Hamilton, end of the windup. And the pitch is on the way. Swung on, hit down to the first baseman. And Demeter's got it down back of the bag. Throws up to the pitcher, Hamilton, covering in time for the play. So one away in the last half of the fourth. And Carl Warwick is the batter. He'll get a cheer as he steps up. Carl, of course, swung and muscled one high up over the left field wall for a home run in the first inning. And that gave Carl his second home run, his ninth run batted in on the season. And that left fielder, Wes Covington, is moving back a few notches, a little deeper back there, just in case. And Hamilton starts his motion. Let's see how he pitches to him this trip. The pitch is inside for ball one. On the Tarleton scoreboard, Allison has homered in the fifth with two men on, in the seventh with none on, and in the eighth with one on. So Allison has hit three home runs tonight. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. One ball and one strike. And Minnesota leads Cleveland 11-4. The last of the eighth inning they're playing in that ball game. We have a 2-0 final. Bosefield, the winner for Kansas City over the Boston Red Sox. 2-0, Kansas City over the Red Sox. One ball and one strike count. Warwick waiting now. The pitch to Carl. Swung on. He tried to check up on it, it appeared, and he missed it. Ball one and strike two. Carl is now hitting at 247. Show you what one hit can do for an average. 10 percentage points. He built it up. The wind is sort of whipping out of here straight out and over center field tonight, right at the moment at least. Blowing out. One out, no base runners for us. Last of the fourth inning as Jack Hamilton comes around with the arm. The pitch is swung on, hit down through the hole and short into left field for base hit. Carl Warwick is 2-for-2. Yes, sir, that's a way to go in there. And Rusty Staub is the batter. Rusty went down swinging in the first inning. That was his 13th time to strike out in 108 at-bats. Howard Goss moves out on deck. All right, we have a runner aboard with Warwick at first in the infield. Shuffles in a few notches. Third baseman, Don Hoke, on the edge of the grass. Rusty holding the bat up away from that left shoulder and is the pitch of the plate. Swung on and he hits it foul, beats it into the dirt, back to the right of the plate. Strike one. Warwick has a home run and a single. And those are our two hits tonight. And the score is 1-0, Houston. A new ball put into play. Clay Dalrymple giving signs and Rusty step back. A little dirt from the handle of the bat. Around the infield, Don Hoke at third, Bobby Wine short. At second, Tony Taylor and Don Demeter holding down first. Covington, Gonzalez, and Callison in the outfield. And now the stretch and ready. Hamilton checks the runner. Warwick leads the pitch. Swung on, hit into the hole in right field, base hit. Coming up past Callison for the pickup, and Warwick turns and holds on at second base. Rusty Staub singles into right field. You talk about a darter. Man, that was a blue darter. Down at first base, I believe Rusty is suffering from an injury there. He is down with his knee on the bag, right knee on first base, and he just with a clenched right fist beat that bag, and it appears it might be the left ankle in that area. Rusty must have hung a spike in that bag as he rounded first base. Trainer Jim Ewell ran out there along with manager Harry Kraft, and it could be an injury. Enough so that he had to leave the ballgame. The way his reactions, Gene, did you note that? Rusty clenched his fist and banged into the bag.
Well, it's very unhappy, of course, about being hurt here. Lowell, I can't tell whether it's his knee or his ankle right now. As you mentioned, he was down on the bag with his knee, but he seems to be in quite a bit of pain. I'll say that's all I can say right now.
Well, there's one thing for sure. That's Rusty Staub has just hit one of the hardest shots through the right side of that infield we've seen this season here at Colt Stadium. And it was hit so hard that Warwick didn't have a chance to even start for third. As he went up to second, he took one step and held on there as Callison came racing in for the pickup and the throw.
I think it's his left ankle, and they're going to have to take him out, I'm pretty sure.
I see Harry Kraft pointing down in the dugout, and that's going to bring on Pete Runnels, is coming up from there and trotting out onto the playing field. And it appears from here that Rusty will leave the ball game. He's limping as he gets up and tries it out. And sort of walking down beyond the foul line. He's going to walk way on down and give it a good try.
Well, you recall that in spring training, Rusty was out for a while with a bad ankle. I'm not positive whether it was his left. This is the one that he's injured here now. But you'll recall that he was kept out of action for some time this spring because of an injured ankle, and let's hope that it's not the same one. Of course, let's hope that it's not too serious anywhere along the line. Now, there's a possibility right now that Rusty may stay in. Let's see what happens.
Well, let's see. Jim Ewell was giving him, his own voice in that, but he now is being led away, and they're going to have Pete Runnels take over as a base runner at first base, replacing Rusty. And Staub will leave the ball game to take any chances
Running
whatsoever.
Staub, number three.
Up.
So Rusty, after singling to right field, now has one for two in tonight's ball game, leaves the scene, and Runnels takes over. And Howie Goss becomes the batter. Well, that's a tough break. Rusty's parents are in here from New Orleans, too, for the weekend series. Mr. and Mrs. Ray Staub out of New Orleans. We have a very, very fine turnout at Kohl Stadium. And, gee, we hope all of you people listening around this area will come on over and see some of the exciting National League Baseball at Kohl Stadium. Howie Goss, right-hand batter up there, popped a short in the second inning. Now from the stretch, Hamilton. There's no bullpen activity. Right-hander pumps and throws, and it's high, way upstairs, ball one. 1-0 the count. Warwick at second, Runnels on at first base. And one out. The score is 1-0 as the Colt 45s have the lead in this so far. And now Goss out over that plate, working the bat back and forth. Holds it up on the shoulder now. On the pitch of the plate, Howie takes a strike call. Letter high on the inside edge, it appeared. That'll even up at one ball, one strike. At Vargo plate umpiring, Doug Harvey from first, Lee Wire second, and Al Barlick umpiring third. Hamilton mopping forehead there, removed his cap. Now we're ready to go. Look in for the sign. Goss leveling that bat out over the plate a few times. Hamilton into position as we get ready for the next pitch coming down. Here it is, and it's a swing and a miss for strike two. And now Goss out over that plate, working the bat back and forth. Holds it up on the shoulder now. On the pitch of the plate, Howie takes a strike call. Letter high on the inside edge, it appeared. That'll even up at one ball, one strike. At Vargo plate umpiring, Doug Harvey from first, Lee Wire second, and Al Barlick umpiring third. Hamilton mopping forehead there, removed his cap. Now we're ready to go. Look in for the sign. Goss leveling that bat out over the plate a few times. Hamilton into position as we get ready for the next pitch coming down. Here it is, and it's a swing and a miss for strike two. One ball, two strikes. John Bateman, you up next. Well, that's a tough break for Rusty. I know all of you do hope that the injured ankle is not so severe that he'll be kept out any duration there, just maybe tonight and perhaps back in there tomorrow. Well, the plate umpire is asking for the ball. I guess Goss wanted to have the umpire inspect the ball, and sure enough, they're going to throw it out of there. Something wrong with that spheroid. Let's toss it out of here. Hamilton works the cover of the ball now, giving it the good firm grip and rub down, rosin bag. Bart Goss in there, stations himself in the old batter's box, and let's see what Howie can do. One ball and two strikes, so he's behind on the count. Warwick and Runnels lead off from second and first. Now this play, the pitch on the way to the plate, swung on, wrapped foul, a line shot down the bullpen area, and rebounding off of the fence there, back into fair territory. Ball one and strike two. Howie has been getting out and around and getting too far around, in fact, and pulling some of his best shots and best connections foul. He broke the bat that time and has to go back over to the bat rack. I thought I heard it splinter. September. We have, as I said, some very fine cards and letters, and we certainly want you to know that we appreciate them, and in time we'll answer all of them, our cards and letters from all over the network, from the Colt 45s. Art Pankey from here at the stadium tonight. All right, here we go. Goss in there once again. Runner's lead. 1-2 the count. To remind you, and the pitch to Howie is outside. The big sharp curveball. 2-2 the count. John Bateman, eager to get up to the plate. Standing just outside the on-deck circle. Howie Goss, of course, will strike out quite often. As a matter of fact, he struck out 42 times already this year and has been walked only 4 times. So you can see that he goes up there with the intention of swinging at that pitch. They play him, pulled around to the left. Ball 2, strike 2, and 1 out. Ready, the pitch to the plate. Goss takes it, sweeping low outside, way off the edge. Ball 3 and strike 2. Now, with Warwick at second and Runnels at first, 1 out. That's the picture. With a 3-2 count to Howie Goss. So let's see what goes here. Tom Harris down on hands on his knees there in the third base coaching box, watching up closely now in case there's a connection if he swings, and footwork by Taylor behind Warwick, but the pitch to the plate swung on and missed. He tried to check his swing and couldn't. That pitch was a little low at the plate, a sharp breaker. Strikes out swinging. That's a fourth strikeout for Hamilton, and it'll bring on John Bateman. The score, 1-0, Houston. Carl Warwick slammed a shot over the left field wall up into the seats in the first inning. And that's the only scoring of tonight's ballgame. All right, Bateman, who grounded short to first in the second inning and is tied with Rusty for the RBI leadership with 15, is up there. Bateman leads in homers with 4, and he has 3 doubles among his extra base hits. Altogether, 17 hits for John Bateman. Ready to go. Stretch, the pitch, low, ball 1. In other words, 7 of the 17 Bateman hits have been for extra bases. John has walked just twice, and he struck out 20 times so far. And he's been up there 77 times. We'll have a chance for our station break momentarily. Now here's Hamilton up into the stretch and ready. The pitch down to John Bateman is low. Ball 2 and no strikes. That was just a shade under the strike zone. And that ball quickly snapped back up there by Dalrymple to Jack Hamilton on the mound. They're playing Bateman just a medium deep center field defense. Swung out a bit towards left center there is Tony Gonzalez. And Bateman has all of the right field line. Up in right center is Johnny Callison. The pitch to the plate, John swings and misses. He reached for the curveball. And it's 2-1. He steps out. That gives us a chance for station identification. This is the Colt 45's Baseball Network. Now Bateman up there again. Hamilton studying his pitching sign. Remember that we have Warwick at second and Runnels at first. Base runners leading off, 2 men out. Time, and stepping back is Bateman. Jack Hamilton using a lot of times and peering forward and squinting the eye, it seems, trying to get the right sign, the one he wants, shaking him off. What shall I throw him? All right, we're ready. 2-1 to count. All right, the pitch to the plate is over for strike call. He got a good one across the inside edge. Ball 2 and strike 2. Well, we had Spangler leading off, grounding out, first baseman to the pitcher covering. And then Warwick slashed one in the hole between third and short to left. And then Rusty Staub swung and hit a shot through the right side of the infield. Runners at second and first, and then Goss struck out. Runnels had replaced Staub at first base as a runner. Ready and go. The pitch, 2-2 delivery is swung on. High one hit into center field, left center. Coming in fast now is Tony Gonzalez. It's not deep. He's under it. Takes it for the out. And that retires the side. No runs on 2 hits and 2 left on. There were no errors as Hamilton comes through in the clutch. At the end of 4 innings here at Colt Stadium, the score, Houston 1, Philadelphia nothing.